On his final weekend in office, the governor of Illinois struck one final blow against the death penalty. Illinois Governor George Ryan today commuted the sentences of every death row inmate in his state. NPR's Cheryl Corley has been following this story from Chicago.
Governor Ryan announced his decision in a lecture hall named for President Lincoln as some of the men he pardoned yesterday looked on. He called the battle over the death penalty issue one of the great civil rights struggles of our time. Ryan imposed a moratorium on executions in the state nearly 3 years ago, and he said a study of Illinois' capital punishment system only produced more questions about how the death penalty is imposed. It is a system, said Ryan, haunted by the demon of error.
And because of the spectacular failure to reform the system, because we have seen justice delayed for countless death row inmates with potentially meritorious claims, and because the Illinois death penalty system is arbitrary and capricious, and therefore immoral, I no longer shall tinker with the machinery of death.
There are more than 150 inmates on death row in Illinois. For most, it will be life in prison. The governor announced lesser sentences for three inmates who were on death row, which means they could eventually be released. His decision has prompted a chorus of criticism from prosecutors and family members of victims. The governor said he sympathized with the families, but he said their pain had only been made worse by a legal system that leaves them in legal limbo as the appeals process plays out. Don Puchel said the governor's words brought her no solace. Her brother and sister-in-law were brutally beaten with baseball bats in their Chicago apartment nearly 20 years ago. Her nephew, who was 11 at the time, survived. Two brothers were convicted and sentenced to death.
I think that this is a crime in itself. And this is, to me, is a criminal act that he did. Because our family members, our loved ones that were murdered, this is like they were never even alive by him doing this. And we all said we didn't want somebody wrongly convicted, but please look at each one of these cases individually.
Illinois has the 8th largest death row in the nation, and since the death penalty was reinstated in 1977, 12 executions have been carried out. But 13 death row inmates have been exonerated because of new evidence or flaws in their trials. Ryan, who leaves office in just a few days, chastised the Illinois legislature for not acting on a number of death penalty reforms.
It's easier and more comfortable for politicians to be tough on crime and to support the death penalty. It brings votes. But when it comes to admitting that we have a problem, most run for cover. Prosecutors across our state continue to deny that our death penalty system is broken.
Other governors have issued commutations, but none on such a scale. Illinois' incoming governor, Rob Blagojevich, says he doesn't intend to lift the moratorium on executions, but he won't intervene if courts impose death sentences in new cases. While Blagojevich called Ryan's blanket clemency a big mistake, death penalty opponents called his decision momentous. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.